serious evening. I feel the temperature has gone up at least 5 degrees. But I always like to inject some levity into any occasion. I'm the International Student Advisor at the University of Guelph. Now, I also deal with, besides international students, i.e. foreign students, defined as any student here who has a study permit. I see a couple of my international students here. As international students, they are temporary visitors. Okay? So they do not really necessarily have the rights that permanent residents and citizens have. I am the only, I'll use the abbreviation ISA, International Student Advisor, in Canada, who deals with international students, visiting scholars, postdocs, immigrants, refugees, and as I said to a member of the Senate at the university when he asked me in a supercilious manner, what do you do? And he is very much like me, an immigrant. So I said, well, I do all these things, but essentially I serve people who speak with an accent. So I said, you are welcome to the services of my office. There was a tense moment, but I'm glad he did laugh. Now, how many of you here are immigrants? Let's have a show of hands. Yeah, good. And you are also an immigrant, my friend. Okay? A refugee is an immigrant. Actually, anybody who pays taxes to me is an immigrant. You know, I voted for the NDP, and when they took over 15 years ago, the first thing they dropped was Ontario Health Insurance Plan. So, international students all of a sudden found themselves with no medical coverage. And of course, I got so mad with Bob Ray, and especially even madder when he jumped ship. But anyway, that's another matter. Now, what my interest is really this, okay? I applaud all of you being here. I mean, I can say that we are, in many ways, fellow travelers in the political sense. Because, you know, unlike our Minister of Immigration, we are dead end. He's dead end, right? And he's a very dangerous man. He's Sir Jason, and he's Argonauts, and that's not a football team, by the way. You know, he is on this campaign. There's a new crusade led by Sir Jason. I see bad times coming, you know, especially for immigrants. Now, my interest is this. You see, and I see a couple of faces here who have been at other meetings that I've been to, and when people talk about diversity, you know, it's one of these words that we must use. It's one of these sexy words. If we want to be considered in, we must use words like diversity, equity. I often ask, and I look, okay, now my background is anthropology, so I like to use the word tribe. So the dominant tribe here, meaning the white tribe, may I ask you, how many of you have friends who do not look like you? Meaning, how many of you have friends who are not of the same color as you? And I don't mean acquaintances. I mean real friends. Friends you have over for dinner. Friends you share personal matters with. Friends that who would help you, you would help them. How many of you actually have such friends? And be honest about it. That's pretty good. Yeah. Now you see, immigrants, right? I'm an immigrant. I've been here for a long time. And we have immigrants, who just arrived probably last week. And how do we actually bring it down, you know, to terra firma, to the mundane? Yeah. How many of us here are friends with immigrants? Now, we have the Multicultural Center. Thank God they've changed their name. Because when the dominant tribe here is multiculturalism, Multicultural Center, they expect, you know, all these different kinds of food and little dances. they've changed their name to Immigrant Services. And my, you know, I would exhort you, I would really ask you to ponder, you know, when you leave here tonight. You see, as members of the dominant tribe, of the tribe, you have, you in many ways occupy a very, very envious position, you know. You can join in if you want. If you do not want to join in, that's fine. That's your prerogative. Whilst immigrants, the issues and problems they face, the challenges they face, they have no options. But you can help them. And one of the things I like to see is for you, you know, it's a personal project. Yeah. Make contact with immigrant services and say, look here, you know, I'm in Guam. I'll be very happy to befriend a family. I'll be very happy. Befriend an immigrant family. And I tell you, it's hard for you to understand if you have not been a stranger in a strange land. Okay? Just because it is so easy these days, you know, the world is becoming smaller through the internet, it doesn't mean that the stranger who arrives here, whether an immigrant, a refugee, or a foreign student, has that savvy. Yeah, okay. To, you know, adapt to the land, a new place immediately, to know what the rules are, you know, to be able to make contact with other human beings. Now I want to say this. You see, the dominant tribe, meaning the white people in Canada, Canadians are very friendly people. Canadians are very polite people. Canadians are very helpful people. Canadians are cold. Okay? Now, as an anthropologist, I'm not supposed to make any moral judgment. How do I define cold? Cold means I like my space. Maybe because I grew up having my own bedroom. You know? Unless you're from Prairie, so I have more than two kids. Cold means I'm very jealous of my time. All right? Very jealous of my time. Because I'm jealous of my time, I do not want to commit. So one of the things my international students tell me is this: hey, you know, Benny, yeah, I've had a couple of people in my department, and these are grad students, they've been saying, hey, you know, we should really have you over, have a barbecue and all that. And 2 months later, still, you know, hasn't been invited to the house. So I said, next time somebody says that, we're gonna have dinner together and all that, pull out your pen, pull out your book and say, when? When? When is it? Yeah. Otherwise, it will never happen. Okay? Yeah. And of course, we have this sense that we are so damn important that we, you know, are busy. We are busy, 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 busy. And my students, they, you know, adapt quite fast, by and large, especially the graduate students. But I warn them, you know, the old saying, I said, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. That is generally a good rule. But there are certain things that Romans do, you do not want to partake in. So be very careful, you know. So one of the things that, unfortunately, that they absorb is the sense of importance, sense of business. So just a few days ago, I had a graduate student stand right outside my door and said, oh, can I see you? I've got a quick question. I said, oh, come in. He said, no, I'm busy. I said, well, go away. He said, are you serious? I said, am I smiling? No, you're so busy? Well, you know, it's a quick question. I said, about what? Immigration. He said, well, it's never a quick question. But anyway, we have to humanize our relationship with the people that we are concerned about, okay? And I'm fortunate in that in my job, you know, I think I have the best job at the University of Guelph. No day is ever dull. I deal with issues, I deal with problems, I deal with emergencies, and you know, a lot of this centers around what your status is. being in this land. Now, many people forget that every time my student buys something, they pay tax, you know? And as far as the definition of an immigrant to me, and I think Canada Revenue Agency would agree, anybody who pays their tax to me is a damn good citizen, right? But of course, if you were an international student, you know, you make a handsome business assistantship, you have a few hours of teaching assistantship, you pay into EI, Employment Insurance. You know, which if you try to apply because of your temporary status, your chances of getting it are almost minimal, almost zero, mm-hmm. if not zero. I know it's not easy to befriend somebody because, you know, you don't want to come across as being paternalistic. You don't want to come across as, you know, what is it? Befriend an immigrant day to day? But you can, you know, make contact with immigrant services. And at the university, I mean, really, you know, there are so many tribal clubs, right? And the trouble with tribal clubs is east is east, west is west, never the twain shall meet. But I think, you know, make an effort in your own classroom, if you're in the lab, make an effort to try to make contact with the other person. And you may really find, if you share a meal with an immigrant, and I see my international students as immigrants, you know, some of them start off with a bachelor's degree, and I know one woman who came to my office last week. I said, are you crazy? You're going to do your PhD? When have you had a break? So she's been here 6 years, but because her master's advisor likes her so much, she's going to do her PhD. So my first question was, so how much is the funding? You know, okay, she's single, I said, not too bad, she's getting enough. Yeah. But please try your level best to make contact, okay? Make that human contact.